If everything went well, the final result of all the farmers' and stockbreeders' efforts ended up on a plate. Plates themselves varied a lot, depending on the family's position or circumstances. For example, did you know that mourning tableware was used when somebody died in farmhouses in this area? Even the typical poro had mourning versions in blue or smoked glass. The poro is a picture with a special spout that allows you to trickle wine into your mouth from a height. Another example of a humble object that has been elevated to the category of Catalan symbol. Decorated tableware did exist, but it was kept for festivities. But the most important thing about a plate is what's on it. Am I right or am I right? Fortunately, among the ethnography and folklore experts I mentioned at the start, there was a woman called Nuria Roque. She went about taking notes, a riddle here, a recipe there, all those things that today are known and valued as intangible cultural heritage, like the traditional songs from the Ripoll region you can hear in the background.